Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, how was church yesterday? Good Monday to everybody. And boy, we had a delightful Sunday here at Bible Baptist Church, right smack dab in the middle of summer. But you wouldn't know it. A wonderful crowd and a great spirit in the services and decisions made for Christ. And it was just a wonderful Lord's Day together. And I hope you had a great Lord's Day where you were. That you were in your place, you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God spoke to your heart. And that it gave you just what you needed here as we go into this next week of July, and we continue to march on through this month. And it's been a good month so far. It's been a good summer so far. Good and hot, and we like it that way. Oh, you think it's so hot? Oh, remember these days when it comes January and February, okay? You'll long for one of these warm 90-degree days, and I'm thankful they're here. Well, listen, a verse to share with you today, Galatians 2 and verse 20. Galatians 2 and verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Notice, Jesus Christ gave himself for me, gave himself for you. Gave himself for us, but he didn't sacrifice himself for me to be me or for me to be a better me. He sacrificed himself for me to be him. In other words, he gave his life in order to take ownership of us. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 says that we're not our own, that we have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. The Bible says we were not redeemed, but the word redeemed means brought back or bought back, purchased, if you will. And the Bible says in 1 Peter 1, that we were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from our vain conversation received by tradition from our fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish. And without spot. So we've been bought with a price. The Holy Spirit of God has taken up residence in those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior. And it's only by His power, it's only by us yielding to Him that we overcome the sinful habits and fleshly desires. And I want to talk to you today about giving up ownership. That you're no longer your own. But you realize once you receive Christ as your Savior, you have a new owner. You're under new ownership. And I think several things. Number one, yield your rights to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to work through you. The Bible says we're to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. Now, when you say, how do you glorify God? Glorify means to put the spotlight on. It means to literally make somebody look good. And so in our body, our outward actions, and in my spirit, my inner man, my interactions, my attitudes, I am to make sure that I make God look good. That I'm giving up ownership to God, reminding me who I am and more importantly, whose I am and why I'm here. I belong to God inside and out. And so as we surrender to God's ownership in our life, we'll experience victories. When this happens, Satan will be working hard to mess up the new path that we're walking. Listen to me, my friend. Somebody the other day said, well, the devil's really after me. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If the devil's not after you, then there's something wrong in your life. He's not worried about you at all. He's the great deceiver, and he knows how to attack. He knows how to sneak into your life. He's like the roaring lion that walketh about seeking whom he may devour. But it doesn't matter. Listen, if you mess up and Satan gets the victory, then get on your knees, confess it to God, get back up, dust yourself off, and get back in the fight. Because he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ. Philippians 1:6. The second thought, to share with you today is the key to harmony with God is submission. Submission. That's why the first principle in the RU recovery program is if God's against it, so am I. So often we make excuses for our struggles. And we struggle because we know that God has said something wrong, but we're not convinced that it's wrong. But you determine, and it'll be a great day in your life when you just determine that if God says something's wrong, then it's wrong. And I will submit to him. You say, well, I don't do that. No, you know what we do? We say, well, I don't see what's so bad. Or I don't see what's so wrong. Well, I don't understand why I can't. And we come up with all these excuses, but what we're really saying is, God says it's wrong, and I don't think it is. But see, that's why we are crucified with Christ. In fact, I am crucified with Christ. Get that I out of there. So much is an I problem. Middle letter of pride is I. Middle letter of sin is I. I don't see what's wrong with this. I don't see why I can't do that. I don't understand. I. That's why it's not I, but Christ. It's not I, but the Spirit that lives within me. And so I yield to the Spirit of God. That's what Romans 8 teaches us, to yield our members, servants, to obey the Spirit of God. Ephesians chapter 3 tells me that I'm to be strengthened in the inner man, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. Remember, we memorize things with our head, but we meditate on them with our heart. Remember, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And so we have to guard what we will meditate on, guard what we'll think on. That's why we have verses to meditate on by faith, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And then we'll by faith overcome the circumstances of life because our heart and our mind will be fixed on the Lord, submitted to him, yielded to him. Now, when it talks about, I want to give you 6 steps that'll help you yield to the Spirit of God, to walk in the Spirit. Walk means take repeated steps. When we take repeated steps in the Spirit, we'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hey, it doesn't say you won't have the lust of the flesh. It says you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. 6 steps. Number one, experience justification. All right, you have to get the information from the Word of God, and that information is God loves you, and God sent his only begotten Son into the world to live a perfect sinless life and then take your sins and my sins and die on the cross as the Lamb of God, as our substitute, dying for us. God committed his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so when we realize that Jesus took my sins and he made them his very own, and he died in my place on the cross, he was buried, he rose again the third day, God accepted his payment on my behalf, and I must accept his payment on my behalf, and I must receive him as my Savior and rely only on what he has done for me to give me the gift of eternal life. That's justification. Then I'm saved, then I'm justified in the sight of God. Number 2, study the Word of God to develop your personal relationship with God. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Dissect and define verses. Get a Webster 1828 dictionary. Make sure you know what the words mean. And ask God to speak to you as you're reading his word. So you know what God's saying to you. And then you can have God speak to you and you can speak to God, and you're beginning to develop that personal relationship with God. Number one, Acquire, or receive, justification. Number 2, study the Word of God to develop your relationship with God. Number 3, allow the Spirit to help you to memorize God's Word. It is absolutely necessary to memorize the Word of God. It'll help your thoughts. It'll guide you in the next step. The Bible says it's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. But it's just like a computer. Our brain's just like the computer. If you never put it in, it can't bring it up. I can go in and search for a file, but it says file not found if I never put it in there. You have to put it in there. So make sure that you memorize the Word of God. That's our weapon. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. That's our weapon. And so we have to be able to use it and wield it wisely. Number 4, use your memorization as information for meditation. Memorizing, as I said earlier, is done in our head, but meditating is done in our heart. I mentioned earlier about the meditations of my heart. David said in Psalm 39, while I was musing, the fire burned. Where did it burn? It burned in his heart. So muse means to study closely. It means to be in deep thought. And so I ponder. Mary kept all these things and pondered them where? In her heart. In her heart. And so our memorization is done in our head, but our meditating, our thinking, is done in our heart. That's why the Lord's or proverb says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So guard thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And so we meditate. God always blesses Bible meditators. The word success is only mentioned one time in the Bible, and it's in connection with Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, when he tells Joshua to meditate in the law of God day and night. The other time it talks about meditation is Psalm 1, and it says, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And so meditate. Number 5, allow that meditation to develop your personal relationship with God. That'll involve God in your everyday life. It brings his direction to your steps daily, every day. His word will become a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Proverbs 3, verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He does that with the word of God. I'll acknowledge him and I'll wait. He'll direct my path with God's word. He talks to us through his word. God speaks to us. His spirit will bear witness with our spirit through the word of God. We said, receive justification. We said, study the word to develop your personal relationship with God. Allow the spirit to help you to memorize the word of God. Use that memorization as information for meditation in your heart. And then allow that meditation to develop your personal relationship as you talk to God and God talks to you. And then lastly, let that personal relationship be the catalyst for you to enjoy the benefits of your salvation. The Bible says that God's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That power to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, hey, my friend, that's in you and me. That's the abundant Christian life. Everything else is just a redundant Christian life. But you have to exchange the devil's system of management, what is letting you be in the control, letting you be the owner, to letting God be the owner. And then you'll enjoy the abundant Christian life that God has for you because you have a personal relationship with God. That's the only thing that'll bring about the behavior modification that so many are looking for. Listen, I'm under new ownership. Sometimes we see signs like that on businesses, under new ownership. Every Christian could have that sign right on their forehead. I want to yield up that ownership to God. I hope that's been a help to you today. I'm going to continue along these themes because I want to talk to you tomorrow about our identity, realizing our new identity in Jesus Christ. And we'll look forward to looking at that, Lord willing, tomorrow on the broadcast. Have a great Monday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.